Good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you very much. What is the year of your birth?
1964.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In that case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American? American Indian or Alaska Native? Asian? Pacific Islander?
Basically, white is Wonder Bread.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Ohio, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus like mayor and city council, and local levies. How likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you most certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote?
I will probably vote. It will depend on what it takes to get a mail-in ballot.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
I'm pretty ignorant.
So that would be leaning somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
No. I can't be dissatisfied about something I know nothing about.
Oh. Is there someone else at home who would like to take a survey?
No. By knowing nothing about it, I don't get the newspaper. I don't get local news anymore. I can't say, I don't know what's happened recently with the mayor or the city council or anything.
But we're speaking generally. In your opinion, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which...
Why don't you have a neutral?
Yes, I'm so sorry about that, but we don't have that one in this survey.
Because I'm neutral. I have no particular opinion that it's going well or poorly.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, I guess if I absolutely have to pick something, I am in no way dissatisfied.
And
so I guess the least satisfied I can be would be what I would pick.
Somewhat satisfied?
Well, I believe somewhat satisfied, between somewhat and very, somewhat satisfied would be less satisfied than very satisfied. So the least satisfied I can be in your survey sounds like it would be somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank you.
But if I've misunderstood anything and I can be less satisfied than that without being dissatisfied, please let me know.
Okay, thank you. Now, below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. First is access to abortion, city budget and spending, racial inequity, property taxes, crime and violence, jobs and economy, legalizing marijuana, healthcare, transportation, criminal justice reform, education, housing, or other?
Well, I'm currently out of work, so jobs would be pretty much top of the list right now.
We're missing two.
There was something else. Oh, healthcare.
Okay.
I have a number of medical issues, so healthcare is very important to me. And beyond that, a lot of that's personally important to me I don't know. There are things that I feel are important, but that aren't personally important to me for some reason. I'm white. Racial inequity isn't personally important to me. However, I do think it's important, if you see what I'm saying. And the way you put it made it sound like I should pick things that are of personal interest to me as opposed to just things that I think are important. Yeah. I mean, if we want things that I think are important, then things like racial inequity, criminal justice reform, those would be at the top of my list.
Okay.
And jobs would be my third, I suppose.
You mentioned something about the justice reform?
Criminal justice reform, that was on your list.
Yes. So that would be jobs and economy, healthcare, and criminal justice reform.
Well, actually, it depends. Are you looking for things that I am personally passionate about for some reason? Or
yes.
things that I believe are critically important?
Yes.
And that whether no matter how I personally feel about them, if there were two laws that could be passed and one would accomplish would fix racial injustice and the other would fix something to do with jobs, and I could only pick one, I would pick the racial injustice one.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what you're really looking for, and in particular, I'm not sure how it's going to wind up being interpreted by whoever is conducting the survey.
Okay.
And you know, I don't want it to sound like, I don't think jobs are more important than racial inequity and criminal justice reform. Of the things you listed, the two most important issues to our society as a whole out of that list would be those two.
But we're looking for the three that are most important to you.
Well, given that I've just said that I actually think those are more important than jobs, you know, the only reason I'm listing jobs is currently I don't have a job. If I got a job next week, it wouldn't be on my list. You know, that's personal to me, but things that I think are most important would be racial inequity, criminal injustice, justice reform, and probably something with housing.
Okay, so would you like to change it to racial inequity, criminal justice reform, and housing?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people or some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or have never heard of the people or groups, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Emmanuel Remy.
I'm not sure who he is.
Okay. Andrew Ginther.
If I remember right, he's the mayor. 5.
Thank you. Nick Bengston.
Nick Bengston?
Bengston.
I have no idea who that is. Emmanuel Remy, I think, might have has something to do with city government. And if I'm right about that, he'd be a 5. But this Bengston fella, I've never heard that name in my life.
Okay, and thank you for that. What about Shannon Harding?
No idea who that is.
Farhan Jetty?
No idea who that is.
Zach Klein?
No idea who that is.
Adrian Hood?
No idea who that is.
crazed witch, or witch, I'm sorry.
A crazed witch?
Chris Weitch.
Chris Weitch.
Yeah.
No clue who that is.
The Columbus City Council?
5.
The Columbus Police?
6.
Melissa Green?
Melissa Green.
Green.
Never heard of her.
Okay. The next one is Louis Gill.
That one sounds like a name I should know. I don't know who that is, though.
Okay, that's fine. And Nancy Day Okauer.
Can you say that name again, just to be sure?
Nancy Day Okauer.
Again, the name does not sound familiar to me.
Okay, that's fine. Now, in 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the numbers of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in 9 district areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following come closest to you, to your view, even if neither is exactly right? The first one is, I would rather re-elect City Council so they could continue the work they have been doing, or I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council can go in a new direction.
And those are my choices.
And those are your choices, yes.
Well, I'd rather not wind up with an entire council of people who don't know what the heck they're doing. So I probably wouldn't want to elect completely new people.
So between...
I guess I'm inclined towards... I'm not inclined towards either necessarily, but I suppose, given my ranking of city council is a 5, which means I've heard of them. I have no real opinion on them whatsoever. I don't really have any particular reason to vote for or against any of them off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. So would you rather be elected? Or?
I'd rather a survey that didn't only give you the choices of black and white when most people are going to pick gray. Or at least most people like me are going to pick gray. Let's say new people, because what I tend to do when I go in for an election is if I recognize a name, one name, and I don't recognize the other, I'll vote for the person I don't know. If I don't know anything in particular about either of them.
Okay, thank you very much.
So let's go with new people, sure.
Okay, now, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy Day Okauer?
I don't know. Is it a one or the other sort of an option?
Yes. These are like that. So if you have to choose, would you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy Day Okauer?
Whoever I saw fewer signs for, if nothing else. Because lots of signs mean lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have enough information
okay.
to make a pick.
That's fine. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrienne Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
I don't have enough information to make a decision.
If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jati or Nick Bankston?
Farhan.
Thank you.
Nick Bankston just sounds like a gangster, just based on the name alone, whereas Farhan sounds like an outsider.
Thank you.
It's a random call, but, you know, just to be different and give you an actual answer.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? Someone who is focused on diverting funds from local police to other services that address the root causes of crime, or someone who is working on reducing crime and making neighborhoods safe by focusing on traditional forms of public safety like local police?
I like the idea of having people actually qualified to go and deal with the problem, as opposed to people who are qualified to lock you in jail when there's a problem. To whatever extent crime relates to I'm the first one.
Okay, thank you.
I'm not saying I want to make the police go away. I want to separate out certain activities from that might currently be dealt with by police, and find agencies that might be better capable of going in and actually working with people to resolve issues.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, next, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for Columbus City Council. Rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for City Council. A 5 means that the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And 0 means that you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for City Council in November 2023. The first one is Nancy Day Ockhauer. Nancy Day Ockhauer is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for underserved neighborhoods and addressing human service needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and healthcare, and to advocate for marginalized communities. So does that make you much less likely to vote for her, no more less or likely to vote for her, or much more likely to vote for her? Any number between...
It's a 0 to 10 scale, right?
Yes.
7. Not incredibly more likely to vote, but somewhat more likely to vote, yes.
Okay, thank you. The next one is...
I've got the direction right. Higher numbers is more likely to vote, right?
Yes. 10 is okay. Much more likely to vote, yeah.
All right, 7.
Thank you. The next one is Luis Gil. Is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus a decade ago, Luis has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city, and listening to personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As the endorsed Republican, Luis is running for City Council to give voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation.
6.
Thank you. Sometimes in service like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Luis Gil or Nancy Day Ockhauer?
I still don't know for sure.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Rate once again each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement makes you more likely to vote for the candidate for city council, a 5 means that the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate, and a 0 means that you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. The next one is Emmanuel Remy is a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committees. Under Remy's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During this time on City Council, the council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions in youth programming, and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention programming. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families.
Hey.
The next one is Adrienne Hood. Is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, and advocate for the Black community, a Columbus native who was raised in Linden. Hood has dedicated her life to public service. Since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016, Hood has advocated for police to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for city council to create the changes that we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of their zip code.
Okay.
Thank you. Now,
decision between the two.
Okay. That was the next question. If the November elections for the Columbus City will hurt today, would you vote for Adrienne Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Still no decision between the two.
And if you had to choose, would you vote for Adrienne Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
I don't have a strong feeling that I would vote for one over the other.
Okay, thank you. Now the next batch. Once again, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about the candidates running for city council. And once again, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that makes you more likely to vote for the candidate for city council, 5 means that the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate, and a 0 makes you much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. Nick Bankston is a Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Bankston understands the need to address public safety through investments in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he's running for re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all its residents.
Seven.
The next one is Farhan Jetty. Came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream. Jetty has spent his career as an entrepreneur building successful businesses and serving as vice president of the Somalian American Chamber of Commerce. He is running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community.
Seven.
Thank you very much. Once again, sometimes in service like these, people change their minds and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Bankston?
I'd probably vote for Farhan Dutti.
Thank you. Now, which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? Candidate A, to make Colombo safer, we should get tougher on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the street. Or candidate B, to make Colombo safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root causes of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction counseling.
B.
Thank you. And now I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your patience. We still are at 67% of the survey, but we're about to be finished, I promise. Now, thinking about how the city council, how the city of Columbus is handling safety in your community, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with how the city is handling public safety?
I guess put me down as somewhat satisfied.
Thank you.
Although basically, again, I'm neutral. I don't encounter that much difficulty here. Just I happen to live off 23, just north of the northern outer belt. So.
Thank you. And next, I'm going to read you.
Go on.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some information about actions the Columbus City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Please rate each action once again on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the action makes you feel much more favorable towards the council, 5 means that you feel neutral, and 0 means that the action makes you feel much less favorable towards the council. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. The first one is the Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for 2 organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the north, in the short north. I'm so sorry. I butchered that one. Do you need that once again?
That's all the information I get. What are my options again?
If it makes you much less favorable towards the council, that's a 0. A 5 means neutral, and 10, much more favorable. Any number between
5.
Zero.
I, not knowing anything about the 2 organizations, I mean, if they gave it to the, cheapest shop owners of America was one of the organizations, it would be a 0. If they gave it to, there's plenty of perfectly good organizations that might make it go up. I you've just said it gave money to 2 organizations.
Yeah.
Okay. Tells me, that gives me no real information to work off.
Okay. Thank you.
I say that's a flaw in the survey.
Thank you for the feedback. The next one is the Columbus City Council created a pilot program called the Columbus Promise, which provides tuition assistance, scholarships, and a dedicated advisor to hundreds of Columbus City school students to boost college going and prepare for the growing job market.
Hey.
The Columbus City Council passed legislation that reduces penalties for marijuana and paraphernalia possession while funding a record-selling program. Under the legislation, an arrest or conviction for a minor misdemeanor violation does not constitute a criminal record.
Eight.
The next one is the Columbus City Council approved $20 million in funding for youth programming focused on violence prevention, safety, and providing kids with a positive outlet.
7.
The next one is the Columbus City Council passed gun control legislation that would prohibit the possession of large capacity magazines by most people and require safe gun storage of firearms.
10.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November in Ohio. If it passes, it will establish a constitutional right for all Ohioans to make their own reproductive decisions, including protecting the right to an abortion in the state. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes to support the amendment to protect the right to an abortion in Ohio? Would you vote no to oppose the amendment to protect the right to abortion in Ohio, or are you still undecided?
I would vote yes to support abortion in Ohio.
Thank you.
For the right to abortion.
Thank you. The next question is, and we're already at 85%. Please be patient with me. Now, do you support or oppose increasing taxes for the purposes of building a rapid bus transit system, reducing traffic congestion, protecting clean air, and improving community infrastructure, including bike lanes, sidewalks, roads, and bridges, and for transportation infrastructure and equipment and operating the Central Ohio Transit Authority transportation system?
This is a rapid bus line?
Yeah. Well, there is a lot. A rapid transit system, reducing traffic congestion, protecting clean air, and improving community infrastructure. The question was, would you support or oppose it? And
I don't know what kind of taxes they're talking, whether it's sales or property, whether it or income. Not being aware of the details, I can only say that I would probably be inclined to support it.
So that would be somewhat support or strongly support?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now, the next few questions are just for statistical purposes only. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
I'm so sorry for your loss, sir. Are you the parent? Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I prefer to consider myself an independent.
Okay. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Currently, right now, not the Republican Party. The Republican Party that it looks like is going to nominate someone who's been getting indicted right, left, and center for the actions he took after the last presidential election as their candidate. Yeah, no, definitely not the Republican. So if I'm lean one way, it's probably more towards the Democrats.
Okay.
I'm not necessarily satisfied with how either party resolves things, since neither party resolves things, but more towards Democratic than Republican.
Thank you. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
At least somewhat liberal.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? I'm sorry, you cut off?
I voted for Biden.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, you couldn't guess from what I was saying earlier.
Okay, thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$85,000? I'm not really sure.
Okay. Thank you very much. And this completes our survey. Thank you very much for your patience and your participation. I know we had a few bumps in the road, but thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.